Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, it's Open Phone Friday. Oh boy, I tell you what, if you... It's just a mess. Well, it's... my little piriformis is just... fired up here this morning, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm going to do this for a minute, and I've got some ice on it, and I haven't talked much about this the last 2 weeks when it popped in on Thanksgiving, because the last thing you want to do is hear about an aching pain I'm having in my butt when you got your own things going on. But man, it just fired up in the last few days. Okay, open phone. Man, you got some drugs, boy. I tell you what, I'd go for some morphine right now. Oh, Oxycontin something, illegal drugs. No, they're illegal, aren't they? Man, running down my leg. But maybe this ice is going to get me going. Anyway, it's 888-663-6386. Email patrick at oneradionetwork.com. We'll just be silly and just take the focus off of the pain. Be silly, no pain. 888-663-6386. Why don't you call me, be silly, tell me about your life, and then that way I can focus on you and not focus on the pain in my butt. Pain in the butt. So somebody obviously is a pain in the butt in my life that I have to figure it out. Also, email patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. RadioNetwork.com. We've got a lot of interesting emails. I was going through a few this morning. Got some fun things, as we always do. Oh, man, I just wish I could get comfortable enough just to not hurt. I don't know why this thing is moving around like it is the last couple of days. Actually, went and had some x-rays done. There's a fellow in Dripping Springs, a really nice chiropractor that was doing a little special, right? He said $39 and you can get a checkup and five x-rays and just introduce you to the office. So I said, well, that'd be great, because I'd never gone to him. So I did it, and there doesn't seem to be any really juxta, you know, crazy structural thing, which I didn't think there was. I mean, we don't see anything pushing on a nerve, you know, and L4, L5 down there in the sacrum or anything like that. This is just similar to what I had, a couple years ago, beginning of 16, was it? This whole piriformis thing just popped, you know, that muscle right there around your hip, you could see where it is. It just kind of squeezes the nerve, and it's just crazy, crazy painful. It's like, so... it is what it is. It's going to pass. That's all I can say. It's just going to pass. It's just going to pass. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I don't know if you want to sit here for 2 hours and hear me groan. Just groan. We got a whole bunch of sulfur's orders out yesterday, man, and we just got piled up there. And so we're going to do it again on Monday. Lots of orders are coming in because people are getting stocked up for the holidays. So get your order in this weekend for sulfur if you'd like to get some. Maybe I'll go down there during a break and take about 2 tablespoons. That might. Or maybe take like some every hour or something like that. Somebody said that might help. That could help, couldn't it? I'm in. Well, I'm going to do it the first break. I'll go downstairs and get some. I'll start taking some every 20 minutes. I mean, what's worth a try? It might pop. Something might happen. Oh, man, if I could just get comfortable here. Let's see here. Just get comfortable. Well, one thing I have been, you know, obviously going for since the very beginning. This happened, it just kind of popped on me Thanksgiving Day. I was about to go over some people's home, and I sat on the couch and just went, yow, wow, on that piriformis muscle, you know. And so I didn't go over there because I was just like, I couldn't even hardly move. Anyway, so, of course, from the very beginning, when these kind of things come up, these kind of, you know, these painful events, you know, first thing you do is start asking, okay, what's the lesson here, and what's the spiritual component? And it took me a while, and I'm going to go through the process of how I do it. And if you've got some kind of a painful thing, this may work. This has worked for me before. It just took me a little while to really get in there, and I can go through that now if you like. And yeah, why not? We'll do that. Okay, I need a drink. I got some cobalamin tonic and maybe take me out of my misery. I wish if I had some morphine, you know, for this, for the cobalamin tonic, that would fix me up. Hold on. Morphine. Boy, I tell you what, I mean, I don't do drugs or I don't do pharmaceutical medicines, but if I had something really strong, you know, one of those class ones, whatever they call them, I'd do it. I don't care. I'd get stoned for a minute, get out of pain. I wouldn't care. I'd do it, but I don't. You know, if I even taken some of that high CBD oil, you know, that's supposed to be good for pain. I don't feel nothing from that. I haven't even messed with aspirin or ibuprofen or any of those things because I've taken those few years ago for stuff, but I haven't felt anything from those, and probably would have to take so much ibuprofen, probably croak your liver before that you'd get out of pain, right? It's like, whoa, my liver. Try rolling a tennis ball against the wall with your glutes. You will be amazed how tight they are, hoping you feel better soon. Yeah, you know, I've done that. I've been on the mat. Thanks, Mary. I've been on the yoga mat with some balls and some different objects. And rolling and getting the glutes tight. So thanks for that idea. It hasn't done it yet. And I actually had a little crystal, this little pointy kind of crystal, and I was working all these little trigger points in my glutes, my piriformis last night in the middle of the night. Most of the night is how I spent the night, just doing that. And that loosened up a little. And I did two baths with Epsom salts in the middle of the night, two of them. And then also my sauna, and I actually put that lamp on there too, that far infrared lamp, and that's been helpful. But no, it just hasn't broke free yet, and I suspect it's just because I'm just now coming around to the spiritual aspects of it, and that's what this thing has been about. Because, you know, my contention has been for many years that whenever we have pain or these kinds of things or diseases, you know, what they call diseases, everything from whatever, irritable bowel syndrome or psoriasis or, you know, just name your disease. My contention is that it's just, it's a wake-up call from spirit and soul, who we are, to grow spiritually. I'm absolutely sure that's the case. Can't prove it, but I don't need to. So oftentimes, you know, so for me, if I would have just taken some narcotics and or whatever and just some kind of magic pill or something, just got rid of it the first day or something like that. All I'm saying is everybody's different. And sometimes you're in a place where you really want to work through some kind of spiritual stuff that's been kind of buried in there. And so this is the way to bring it forward. Otherwise, you never would. Does that make sense? It's pretty simple. So we create these things so we can bring forward the spiritual component, which is just to let go of something, let go of, you know, some kind of something that's been around. Could be a past life or this life, but oftentimes these kinds of things are from past lives, especially if you've done a lot of spiritual work, because you would kind of know, right, your conscious of what's going on in your inner worlds all the time. So you'd kind of know pretty much, if you're holding on. And I do. I would know. And I would hold it if I was holding on anything consciously. But if it was something from a past life, then sometimes you wouldn't until you get this, until you really dig deep in, right, and spiritually, and go, oh, yeah. So I did. I was doing that last night, and I came up with some really an interesting thing or two. I'm not going to get into it. It's too personal, but yeah. And so and after that, and I worked through that a little bit, it did lessen the pain. So I know I'm onto it. So here's the way I did it, and this is just the way I do it, and I've been doing it this time last night. And it just depends on what's going on and how you might do it, depending on the level of pain too. So what I did was beginning, I guess about that 8 o'clock last night, I just kind of surrendered totally to the pain and not separated myself from it one bit and not caring how painful it was and just relaxing, lying on the couch. And it's pretty trippy when you got really intense pain to do that. It's like really trippy because you're kind of into the pain and you're not separate from it. And the more you're into it, then the worse it is. But you get to a point, and this is really fascinating, then I start contemplating on the idea of, am I separate from the pain? And I mean, and what is pain? It just comes and goes. And so it doesn't feel good, but I mean, it's not going to kill you. And how terrible is it? And so what, you just feel it, and then it goes, and then you feel it. So you're feeling it. It's almost like pleasure on one end, because pain and pleasure are so close, because it comes and goes. And, you know, you actually get to a point at some point that it doesn't even matter, because it's just pain, you know. And so, but, you know, and the more you don't try to separate, the more I try not separate it from it, or say I don't like it, and whatever, and just be it, and it was very painful, but it wasn't terrible. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just like you were the pain, and so what? You're just sitting there, pain, and you know. Again, it's just the other end of pleasure, and so you're extreme pleasure, extreme pain, and then it just goes. And it's kind of like taste. You think about it. It's a wonderful kind of a sensation, but at the end of the day, it's just a momentary thing in time, and then. If you never experienced it, would it exist? No, and then it just exists for that moment in time, and then it doesn't exist anymore. So it's just an experience, a state of consciousness that, I don't know. I'm not making sense, but anyway. So just by doing that and lying there and just really letting go of everything, not thinking anything, no thoughts, I got to the point where you can really feel with every movement some old kind of emotional, but seemed like it was kind of past life thing, or some like early on, and you can just feel it, and you can feel it, and you can actually see it, and you can see where that's what this is about. It just is right there in your consciousness. It's pretty cool because you didn't make it up, or you're not thinking about it. Like it just pops up, so it comes into your awareness, and then. The tricky part is to not. Let me have a drink here. The tricky part is to not analyze it, but to keep going. Oftentimes, so say for example, if you're lying there, and you got a pain in your stomach, you really got some kind of digestive or colon thing, right? And you're doing what I'm suggesting, and all of a sudden it comes up. And say you would see in your mind's eye, in your third eye, kind of thing, that maybe someone stabbed you with a sword, like in a past life. You know, we used to use swords, or you stabbed someone, and we're just reaping the rewards for that, and you know, just working out, balancing that. Thing out when you stab your, you know, the king or something like that. The trick is to keep going and keep going deeper and keep doing it and not analyze and not say, oh man, that's amazing. There was a king, and then because then you're back in your body and your mental plane, and then you're not you're not going there. So one of my teachers said one time, what you do is you go there and go there, come back, and then analyze. You don't go there and analyze, because as soon as you analyze or try to analyze at all, then you're out of that state of consciousness. Does that make sense? So it's kind of tricky. You want to just keep going and going and going and going and not thinking how cool it is or how interesting it is or what am I doing, because then it just then you leave that state of consciousness. So that's really the key. It's kind of like when I had my tunnel thing, that cool thing in the early 80s. I didn't come back until I just knew that I needed to come back, that it wasn't. So when I focused back, you know, back in the body and said, oh, yeah, it's not time for me to die yet, well, then I just popped back in. So as soon as you go back and look back, and I think Jesus talked about it, and it was, what's that, for those of you who are Christian and know about the Bible, it's the quote about the plowshares. It's something about you put your hand on the plowshares and you don't look back. And I think that's what that verse is about, the idea that it's, because as soon as you look back, then you're back. So you just keep going towards the light and you don't look back. And you keep doing that. And then, of course, if it's not your time to really, like, what we call die, D-I-E, then you do come back, and whether you want to or not, because it's not your time. So you don't have to worry about, is it my time? Because you're not gonna, you know, you just won't. You know what I mean? No, you just won't. You just keep, you know, come back. Like people have done with accidents where they pop up over their body and see the ambulance and their car crash, and they see themselves going in the ambulance and go, holy camoli. And if it was a time for them to die, what we call dying, they would just keep going the other way, right? They would just keep going. But of course, you know, oftentimes those that come back, they don't keep going, and they come back and they remember the experience. And they said, well, I died. Well, no, you didn't really die. You were on your way and just had an out-of-body experience, and kind of like what we do at night. So that's a way. You might have another way that you'd want to share with us, how you connect up the spiritual, emotional, mental things with some things that you have going on. That's the way I have done it in the past, is totally sink into it, you know, just surrender to it. And if you get quiet enough, it'll just pop, you know, you'll just see it because it's there, you know, it's there maybe in some emotional body, and then of course it manifests in the physical body, and it's just there. Yeah. It's just there, and it just pop, you know, it'll pop up, as it's leaving, you know, as you it'll just pop there and you'll see it and you'll go, wow, that's, phew, yeah. So I saw quite a few things last night, so it was interesting, and it did settle back, and I was actually able to get a couple hours sleep and able to do the show. I was talking to Sharon, I didn't even know I was going to do the show this morning, because it hurt so much last night that I just couldn't even stand, move, sit, nothing. I mean, I just, I was in one curled position on the couch with that far infrared lamp, and I almost got to the point where I could not be in constant pain with that lamp right on the thing, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But it's fun, you know, it's just a body and we're doing good. It is 21 after the hour. It is December 8, 2017. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Open Phone Friday. Come on in and join us. Come on and just let me focus on you, and then I won't focus on my butt. Previously with Stephen Huer, and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember, every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time, is glutathione production.
One World Way offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Whey right now on OneRadioNetwork.com. You have a new stock in here, and they have Stephen's actually been reformulated to make it even better, and I think that's shipping now, but you can go on his website and see chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Nice thing to have, especially around the holidays too, when everybody, you know, you're having chocolate chip cookies and stuff. Chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. I don't know where it goes. Good for that. We're with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival. New product, Taboo. Can I guess what that's about?
Yeah, Taboo is our first aphrodisiac elixir. I like to think of it as a chocolate liqueur. Not only rich in chocolate and vanilla and maple, but all of these different herbs which help seduce the senses and help to plump up erectile tissue in the body. There are standardized extracts of epimedium. You've probably heard of that, called horny goatweed, and then ashwagandha as well. But there's also morapuama, tribulus, maca, and a good dose of elk antler in there as well. Now, the idea is that it works in the short term to enhance libido and enhance the engorgement of erectile tissue, both in men and women. But it also works long-term, optimizing your sex hormones to increase libido in the long game as well.
Well, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Why not get one for her and one for him? And all Sir Thrival products are on sale. Well, they're not anymore, but I just wanted to tell you about the Taboo. They're not on sale, but get some. Yeah, get some for the holidays. Because you just never know. It's a wonderful website. Shop there this holiday season and get yourself some stuff and just buy yourself some presents. Speaking of that too, I haven't mentioned it much, but I want to put it on the top of the front page. See if I can figure out how to change that. anybody got any morphine? Living libations. Now see, this is a great place. I'm going to put this in the top and mention it, because if you want to have a few gifts that are real special, real unique, and you could package them up real pretty, and I suspect that you'll do fine ordering now in the next 4 or 5 days probably, because they get them out pretty quickly. Even though it's in Canada, they can't guarantee it, but yeah, I'm sure you can get them by the... Anyway, you can always give a gift, you know, after December 25. But anyway, some really fun specials that they have. Things for girls and guys. I mean, beautiful things for the hair, the skin, nails, teeth, incense, cologne. I mean, just magical. Everything just magical. Organic essential oils, kids, for the body, lotions and elixirs. Man, I mean, it's amazing the things that she has in there. And just read some of the ingredients, and you just go, whoa, you know, just nothing that even looks. They have a birthing bundle. Maybe somebody knows somebody's going to have a baby. all these things. I can't believe she makes all these things. Frankincense tonic. Wow. Good night oil. Grapefruit renewal. Happy hands, baby joy. If somebody has a baby, that's little things for babies. Just beautiful, beautiful things. Wow. Lucky love butter, tantric tingle. Man, that sounds pretty sexy. really beautiful. Poetic pits, you know, you got those things. But so these are things that are just totally beyond organic and really smell good and are packaged real pretty, that you could give somebody a gift. And you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to mall, but hey, you know what I mean? Jelly bean. Nothing wrong going to mall, but do this.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Wow.
Like I picked the wrong week
to
quit amphetamines.
Well, I tell you what. Say we're young and we don't know. I sure did, man. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know. While that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Yep.
For it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe.
Okay, big finish now. We got a big finish here.
I got you, babe.
Come on, let's do it.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, Sonny, who left his body, ran into a tree skiing, and Cher is still going. I was like, Cher. Cher is really bonkers politically. God love her. She's just so far left that she's out of control, but I don't care. I like her singing. I don't hold that against her. She's bonkers. I got you. I used to. Remember their TV show, Sonny and Cher? I used to watch that. It was funny. It was a good show. What a pair. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Adam sent a link saying that Joe Cavallari claims the tennis ball was one of the worst things that for piriformis and sciatica. Yeah, I had a, last time I had it, someone recommended a softball, and I think I got one down there, and I tried it, and I didn't do well with it. Adam sent this video. I want to watch this. And I think this guy's on to something, Adam, and I was going to mention this. I don't know if this video would make sense, just the audio. Let's see what it sounds like.
No. Let's draw the line there.
So he's talking about the worst way to fix sciatica. Do this instead. Okay, I'll watch this after. So what I found, which was really fascinating with this thing, and this is what makes the whole thing worthwhile because you learn so much. Last night, there was so much going on with the pain, like in the butt. But with the body, where the pain is not where the pain is. Do you know what I mean? That's not the problem. As my bodywork guy has told me, as Adam is alluding to here with this, it's always some other part of the body. It's not a piriformis. That's just where it's a symptom. So you could beat around the piriformis all day long, but generally it's coming somewhere else. Like my left side, and this is the second time I've had this, is what gets kind of hurting. But my bodywork guides told me from the beginning it was my right side that is too tight and gets to a problem, and then it manifests on the left, which makes sense because the right side is the female side, and with Patrick it's always been about a girl, right? So, you know, it makes sense. So, and then it goes to the left. So if we just go for the piriformis and these things, it's really not where the action is. The action could be somewhere else, but what I was going to say, when I was really in my most worst pain last night, I could barely touch my stomach and intestines, and it would just intensify on the piriformis. So there's a big connection to all this with this stomach stuff that I've been kind of playing with the last couple of years, and so this is winding up too. So this is pretty exciting, and also I worked on my neck. About a week ago, while I was in bed with this little tool, really working on some trigger points, and that cut down the piriformis pain like 75% in about 30 minutes. So it's a whole body thing with these things generally. That's why if you just go to a chiropractor and they say, well, I'm going to go in there and you have a pinched disc and see, I can show you on the x-ray here. Here's a pinched disc. And so all we got to do is go in and we'll repair the disc like so many people do. And in so many cases, when people have this disc surgery, you get immediate relief, and they think it's the end of the beginning, end of the world, just the greatest thing ever. But they usually come back, and the reason they come back because that's not the problem. The problem could be an emotional, spiritual thing that you're holding in your neck or your shoulder, or your wherever, in your thighs or in your knees, right? And by the way, Adam, I don't know, man. This my left knee is like just incredibly painful right now, just like blown up, you know. So that means something. Anyway, Adam may know what that means. He always says the knees mean that you have to make a decision about something, right? Well, I'm making a decision. I don't want to hurt anymore. How's that? That's a decision. Anyway, so that's, I think, the danger with going to even a really good chiropractor, because they focus in on the, you know, the subluxations and the discs and all that. And it's fine, but it's never just that. I mean, that's the, what caused that? And if you just fix that and just do adjustments, you're not really going to get to the problem. You could maybe delay it somewhat, you know, getting to the real issue and get out of pain for a while and go back to the chiropractor but it's still going to come back sometime. Or you could work it out silently without getting the pain, and that's what we want to do. Right, where we're detoxing every day, we're stretching every day, and all of that. We're stretching every day and all of that. And then these things don't pop up. And this is a great email, and I appreciate the email. Mona says, Patrick, I hear you talking about Pai Dao Lai Jing. Am I spelling that correctly? Probably not. And you do yoga stretches in the rebounder and take walks. I can't understand how this could happen. Hope you get out of pain soon. Thanks, Mona. Yeah, and it is a great question, and I've asked myself this, and here's the deal. Two things. Okay. Let me finish this thought, caller. Stay right there, and I'm going to be right to you. Let me just finish this thought real quick. Two things. One, if it's always a spiritual component. Two, so no matter what you're doing, if spirit needs to get your attention through some great pain, you're going to get it anyway. Either that, or I don't know, heart attack, or you know, when it gets something weird, you know, something that's really hard to deal with, might as well just give you a pain in the butt. And that's pretty easy to deal with. Does that make sense? So it doesn't matter. And then secondly, from a pure physical standpoint, you can do stretches like Pai Dao Lai Jing and yoga and some things that I do and rebounding. But if you are not reaching a particular area of the body that maybe you have a little bit of tendency, a weakness, like a piriformis or a psoas or whatever. People have low back weaknesses, karmic things they come in with, or maybe some karmic emotional thing with Uncle Harry that Richard Massey talks about, you can still have the issue because you're not really getting a particular muscle, you know. So, yeah, you can do a lot of stuff. I mean, I know a lot of athletes that are just, you know, just fine-tuned, and they still get weird stuff because of the two reasons I just said. Does that make sense? Okay. This is just my theory, too. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm too much pain, so I just make it up. Good morning. Hi. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, is this who I think it is? God. What are you doing?
Hey, man. Well, I was out playing in the snow.
Well, I was out playing in the snow, too. I took pictures of it and put it on the show page today for everybody to see.
Oh, good.
Yeah, check out the front page. It's kind of frosty. It really was looking really cool, really nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we never met. It's over to see Jacques Martel last night. But on the theme of what you were saying there, I noticed on my computer,
yeah,
I was offered a free download of that book of his called The Complete Dictionary of Ailments and Diseases.
Of Jacques Martel?
Yeah, you ought to check that out and see if it was just my computer
Special. You're special. Well, you're just special. No, I didn't see that, and I didn't get an email from that, so I want that book. What is it called? I'm going to Google it here while we're on the air, Doc. Is it The Complete? Complete?
Yeah, the Complete Dictionary
of
Ailments and Diseases.
I see it right here. I'm going to pull it up. I bet it's on Amazon. Yeah, here it is. I'm just going to order it now from Amazon. Complete Dictionary of Ailments and Diseases, Jacques Martel, 2012. Yeah, paperback is only $30. The Kindle, $25.
Yeah, and I saw something on there about a free download when I typed in one of his books.
Really?
You know. Well, yeah, so you can look at that and see. But
well, that's because you're special.
Go over there tonight?
Well,
are
I don't.
You go tonight?
I don't. Have you been hearing the show? I'm on the air now. Have you heard?
I haven't. No.
Oh, because what you called the 800 number because you knew I was on the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm in like I got piriformis bonanza, man. I am just like ice on my. Oh man, this has been going on for 2 weeks, Doc. And similar to what happened a couple years ago. Remember when you came over? I came over there and you shot me in the butt. Remember that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I did the same thing, man.
Ay, ay, ay.
So I've been doing body work. I've had about 10 hours of body work, taking some pics from chiropractors just to make sure there's nothing wonky. You know, I'm fine structurally. There's nothing really weird going on. It's just some pain in the butt karma. So you got any ideas? So I don't know if I'm going to make it unless I have a complete recovery from talking to you. Maybe I'll just have a dramatic healing right here. What do you think? Come on.
That's good. Well,
let's do it.
I'm sorry for your pain, and I'm glad you're in a good mood.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry for your pain, too. That's what the government always says, you know. I'm sorry for your pain. Here, pay here. That's right. How much you got, dude? Oh, okay. Well, so let's see. Did you tell me that sciatica in one of these books was that you wanted to kill someone?
Yeah.
But, Doc, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't even think bad thoughts about anybody. I would never want to kill.
I know.
So what's that about? Okay. What do you think?
Sure. So remember that it's the subconscious brain that operates the body. You know, it makes the little pupils of the eye big and little. We don't have to think about it or do anything. And the little blood vessels that go to the piriformis muscle, the subconscious brain can open and close those too.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any conscious control, direct conscious control over that. And so if the subconscious brain, like anybody who was born in 1946.
That's me.
You know, we won't mention any names, but anybody that's born then in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, right after the war, there's going to be a lot of strong feelings about maybe wanting to eliminate somebody like Hitler or, you know, someone like that. And if that goes into that person's brain while they're in the womb, then that's stored in their subconscious mind. And when certain political information comes to that person and it's a trigger and they don't even consciously know it, that memory can activate and reduce the blood flow to the piriformis muscle.
I see. So Dad could come home after the war, make a baby, Patrick, or make a spermie. Patrick jumps in that little eggy and says, here I am. And you could pick up some of the dad saying, man, what that Hitler was bonkers, man, or some whatever.
Yeah. Anything that happened that was a stressor for him or for your mother, you know, in the 9 months prior to our conception.
Oh, 9 months prior to conception.
Yeah, we pick up the ambience of that conception.
Great.
So all of that goes into the subconscious brain, and it replays on certain anniversaries or with certain triggers. And all the information you get exposed to in this world, which I can't believe, if you hear something that triggers a memory of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden that subconscious brain says, you know, we really want to, you know, do something, you know, to somebody. Or let me put it to you this way. You know, the other thing that Gilbert says is when somebody blocks my access, somebody that I want or a partner, it's like a biological sexual thing that starts when we're like teenagers, when we want to make a movement toward this girl that we see and somebody blocks us, like they like them better or something happens.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But what that taps into is your mother wondering if your dad's going to make it home. And so it's not just the teenage thing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
the teenage thing, anybody could kind of cope with that. Yeah, you know, you want to beat up the guy.
Yeah, right.
But if it taps into the thing like your dad's off in the war,
yeah,
and he may not make it back, well, that's a huge subconscious charge.
So that would make sense within my key beliefs about karma, reincarnation. That all fits, doesn't it? Because it's all a karmic thing with dad and grandma and grandpa and mom anyway, and why we even incarnate with them this lifetime to balance these things out.
Some authentic way that you would work with that, like leaving that worry with dad and mom that they weren't going to find each other again after all this trauma called war.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all the kind of biological anger that their brains would have about crazy people blowing stuff up and maybe threatening their family.
And
hand all that stuff back to mom and dad. And
give it back to them.
You know, yeah, that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a fun idea. I'll just give that all back to dad. And I just usually play golf with my dad in the dream state, so we've been doing pretty good. That's one thing my dad taught me how to do is play golf, so I'm always playing golf with him when I dream.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we have a good time. So thanks for that. Yeah, I'll kind of think about that, and I'll talk to him after the show, and we'll kind of work that out. And just get you. So the way you do it is just kind of give it back to him. Say, Dad, I don't really need this. I'm not going to take this one. You know, that's not serving me. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Because you know, wherever he is and wherever your mom is, I'm thinking they're wanting you to have a nice, happy life and not hobble around, they'll be happy to take that back because they can just turn around and hand it to some angelic being and it gets transformed.
That's right.
Light. And it's not like giving a burden to them in real life.
Right. Like, that's a good way to say it. So they just, some angel just eats it up for them for breakfast, right? Just.
Yeah.
So you guys are really in the old, thank you for that. I just ordered while we were talking that book from Amazon. So I'll get it here in a couple of days because it's a Prime thing. So you guys like Jacques, huh? And you're gonna go see him again tonight.
Yeah. You know, we did like him, and the thing that I liked about him was there just wasn't any pretense about the guy, mm-hmm. and he was very relaxed, but very animated when he got to something that he thought was important. He was up for trying a chicken fried steak, which I had to hand it to him.
You'll be
a real Texan if you have a chicken fried steak.
I really have a lot of respect for people like that. Like, remember the last time we had Dr. Cowan on? He was talking about how he every now and then he really liked a good bowl of popcorn. And I said, Dr. Cowan, I like you even better than I've ever have in my life when you said that. He just laughed. yeah, boy, that's the deal, isn't it? You know, yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Well, but you also told me that Jacques is kind of, he likes to chant the Hue thing that I like to chant too.
He did. He told us that.
Isn't that interesting?
All of the songs that he knew, all of his love songs, he changes them to Thank You and I Love You that kind of thing. And he actually demonstrated the way he says the word Hue, the sound.
How does he say it?
Oh, man, he sounded like some kind of baritone in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir when he belted that out for the group. And it was really something.
So does he sing it just like Hue or H-U, did he?
Yeah, he started out with some kind of thing that almost sounded like he, and then went into Hue, and just it resonated the whole room.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, that's fun. And I don't think he's an Ekankar guy, is he? But Hue is not just Ekankar, it's a universal love song to God that the Sufis used to sing, and a lot of different spiritual paths used to sing Hue. We used to sing Hue back in Lemuria, remember? Back in Lemuria?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So Yeah, listen, you if you get in a conversation with him about that, you're going to love it, because he was talking about all that kind of stuff and just enjoying himself.
Oh,
and,
really? Yeah.
He said next year all he's going to do is teach this one-year-long course in France. He's not going to do anything else. And,
What kind of course is it?
You know, I'm not even sure.
Let's go.
You know...
I mean, look at all the great cheese and stuff we could eat in France, you know?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, we could just OD on cheese. I go right for the food, Doc. I don't even fool. Yeah, so thanks for the invite. You know, unless I have you never know. I mean, it's early yet. It's only 10 o'clock, right? I could feel good enough to come and see you guys tonight. I got the address. It's in Burnie. And Jacques Martel is going to do a little, what is he going to do?
It's some kind of healing ceremony. We don't know what it's going to be.
I need to go. I need some healing. So, hey, maybe I'll just go even if I feel terrible.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, if I don't see you, you know I'm thinking about you guys. And if I do see you, well, then I'll see you.
All right. Sounds good, Patrick.
Check out the little picture I took on the front page of the website today. And you can see the frost out here. Wasn't it beautiful this morning? Wow.
Man. Oh, unbelievable.
It was really white, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, say, give my love to Meridian. Thanks for everything. Do you got any? Oh, by the way, before I go, do you have any drugs? I don't know. You know, oxy, morphine. I could use a shot of something, boy. I tell you what, I've never felt this bad in my life. I just cry, man. Maybe if I just hang around on, you know, downtown Dripping Springs, you know, I could score some drugs or something. But, you know, we don't do drugs here.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I had sciatica once, and I can remember.
Do you?
It was like, there's nothing that'll relieve this all the way.
Yeah, it's just like the worst, isn't it? But, you know, I got a little ice pack right on my sacrum right now, and it's really settled it down a little bit in the last half hour. Not, you know, I still feel it a lot, but not like, you know, not like one of those.
So we
should have some magic potions you could just rub on it, make it these things go away, right?
You know, that would be pretty
What do you think?
Good.
Yeah. We could just do like love potion number 9 or something.
Ticket for us. Yeah, yeah. Right. Or keys or something like that, you know.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling, and I got the book. And so if I get this book, will it have something like for piriformis too, and or psoas or sciatica in the book too? I guess it will.
Yeah, sciatica will be in the book, but I think if you just, you know, shove it down in your underwear by where it hurts, I think it'll work.
Oh, well, thanks for that. That really helps, Doc, I tell you what. Are you gonna charge me for this doctor visit? Because I'm not sure.
No, I'll send you a bill.
I'm not sure I'm paying. I'll see you, brother. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Dr. Richard Massey. He's the best, isn't he? He's the bomb. Nice to have friends around the house. Okay. All right. What's a good way to get rid of basal skin sarcoma, stopping the old ones from coming back? Did Dr. Circus answer this question somebody resent? I don't think he did, Ken. We had to cut the Dr. Circus interview short because we had a terrible interruption with the internet. He's in Brazil and he's on a satellite. So satellites are really not a good way to get internet, but some places that's the only thing you can do. And it's very spotty, very spotty. And there's a great delay, so it's hard to talk to somebody when they're on the Skype through a satellite because there's a delay seek because those satellites are far up in the sky. I figured that out on my own. I didn't even have to go to school to figure that it was a long way up in the air sky thing. So that's why we can't use satellite here, because of broadcaster. There's a delay to make it crazy. But so I don't think he did answer the question. So to answer your question, no, he didn't. But we just had to end the conversation early. And we like to know a lot. And this whole hydrogen thing is really cool. And someday when I have an extra $1,300 that I have nothing to do with, I'm going to get that that bag and then use my oxygen concentrator and breathe some of this hydrogen. And I put that link on that bag on the front page, but it looks cool, but it's 1,300 bananas. And nah, it ain't happening right now, I'll tell you that. So whatever. There's some things you can do with hydrogen, oxygen, and CO2 that Dr. Serkis talked about, and pretty fascinating, but he's really up and at it about it. If you look right on the show page, you can see Open Phone Friday. Look on there right now. I took a picture of the frost out there in the country. This is from a porch that I have up top here, right outside the door of the radio studio. And that's what the landscape looks like here. And it was all white this morning. It was beautiful. That's what Dr. Massey was talking about. When you do some Christmas shopping, right there on the front page too, you'll see the Amazon link. And if you're going to buy some things through Amazon, like I just did the Jacques Martel book, you can please click on through our website and order away, and we'll get a commission. We'll get a little commish, as we call it. A little commish, okay? I'm talking with Daniel Vitalis about this great pine pollen product. Daniel, talk a minute about why this might be appropriate for the ladies listening.
Well, so many women today are looking at bioidentical testosterone therapies. I was surprised at how many women would come to me saying, hey, my doctor's put me on bioidentical testosterone. Is pine pollen something I could try? And over the years, what we found is we have just as many women using the pine pollen as we do men. Turns out a lot of women's bodies are low in testosterone. Both genders have these hormones in them, and they're important for both men and women. So a lot of women today, especially perimenopausal and postmenopausal, are finding themselves needing some kind of testosterone support, and pine pollen's really answered that call.
Yes, I have several lady friends that felt better when they took some testosterone.
Yeah, so why don't you try that, girls?
I don't know if it'll make that noise, but, you know, it might be fun. Whoops. Let's do this. Why don't I do the right button here, Patrick? Anyway, any Thrival link and all the things. Get some colostrum. I need to order some colostrum. I missed it when it was on sale, but I'm going to get some now. Because it's good. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain, to getting rid of neuropathy, to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, I found a song that I can play for my dad. You know, with Dr. Massey was talking about my dad.
And,
this is World War II, right? World War II song?
The white cliffs of Dover.
Okay, this is just for you, Dad.
Tomorrow, just you wait and see. I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. For when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over must you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see.
So that's going to wipe out my World War II angst, Dad's Coming Home, Karma. That'll do it. Great song. The White Cliffs of Dover. It's really, really interesting, this work Dr. Massey does with Jacques Martel. And I think they're onto something. And I, as we said there, I think that this really explains can kind of digs in deeper to the whole karmic aspects, why we incarnate with different people, mom and dad and brothers and sisters and dogs and parakeets, and we incarnate with them all, and usually just to balance something out, you know, just to balance things out. It's not a bad thing. It's not say, oh, we have to incarnate with dad here because, you know, I was nothing like that. It's just balance things out. It's all about balancing things out, because when we come here to planet Earth, we tend to do, since we don't understand that we are pure spiritual beings, and we don't understand the mind, and you know, we just come down here to get rid of the rough edges, so to speak, so we can become God realized and not come back here and move on, like moveon.org, just move on and do other things, and then help out the planetary spirits and do all kinds of things in other realities. And that's what the whole spiritual process is about. And Earth is just a very, very small part of that. Of course, it's just a very small part. So when we come down here, and we do things and we say things and that we don't know, and the real key is to really forgive ourselves, absolutely, totally. That's the big one for most people, because forgiving ourselves for punching dad in the nose or robbing a bank or killing somebody or whatever we did, you know, we had millions of past lives and no telling the experience, all the experiences we had, you know, it's all gone, it's past, you know, we did what we did, and just to forgive ourselves. And then a lot of people have a hard time too, just forgiving themselves for not forgiving themselves. But it's really important to absolutely unconditionally love ourselves. It's just like the number one thing, like Master Francisco was talking about yesterday, and we played that one wonderful song by Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love is Happening to Me, the Greatest Love is loving yourself. And it's just the way it is, you know, it's just the way it is. It's fascinating, isn't it? Yeah, it's just really good. Yeah. Oh. Really, really good. Love. Okay. 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@1radionetwork.com. Open phone Friday. I wanted to mention a couple of fun things you might want to buy for yourself or your doggy or kitty. One is for the doggy, one is for you. Actually, one is for them too. Both of these could be for your doggy and kitty, and also for yourself. Lynn, our friend Lynn in Nebraska, she turns this on to this one. Boy, this is a wonderful product. And you can get this on Amazon through our website if you would. It's called Dr. Jody's Natural Pets N-Trail Mix. N-Trail. And it's a mix of, there's no grain, no gluten, no chicken, no artificial preservatives, and it's really just a bunch of various entrails, which means, you know, the inner, the guts, and it's a really great thing for the doggies because they generally just get muscle meats and stuff. So it's got lamb inners, grass-fed beef kidneys, lamb spleen, turkey hearts, turkey gizzards, and pork brains. And these are the real special things of the animal that have lots of nutrients. And it's kind of freeze-dried. So it's really easy to mix this into the food. And I gave Doodle a can of the cornucopia this morning, that purely organic food you can see in our store from Dr. Broderick. It's just probably the most, it's the only pure organic dog food that I know on the planet. It's so clean, you can't believe it. And we think it's a better choice than kibble. There's not a real pure organic kibble out there. I've never seen one. And plus the kibble, it's cooked anyway, and it's cooked a lot higher temperature. The cornucopia pet food in our store is a better choice. We don't get commissions on it, but you can just click on it. Doesn't matter. Tell him we sent you, because he sends me some cans of the food for me plugging him. But I plug him anyway. Even he didn't have to send me the cans. Anyway, so you can mix this trail mix in there, and maybe some colostrum, or some bone broth, or some of this other thing that I'm going to mention now, collagen. We have a Great Lakes collagen. But Sharon turned me on to this one. And boy, I think there's something going on with this. And we're going to put this in our store. But if you'd like to get some for Christmas or something for your dog and for yourself, this is a multi-collagen protein, which I think is going to be a better choice than either even the Great Lakes, because it's different ones. Bovine, chicken bone broth, hydrolyzed fish collagen peptides, and eggshell membrane collagen. So it's about five different kinds of collagen, and it's different kinds, type 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10, whatever that means. But it's Dr. Axe, and he's a cool guy. And Sharon says that she really likes this one better than anything that she's actually see it in her face very quickly. So it's called Dr. Collagen, multi-collagen protein. And you might buy Dr. Axe. You might find that on Amazon through our site. Buy that for yourself and your dogs. Let me set this over here on the tape back table. So